You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, August 5th. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 75%. That's how much revenue jumped at Aphria in the most recent quarter. Earlier this year, the Canadian cannabis company was struggling. The company's founder and CEO was ousted from the company after accusations from a short seller that many of its international acquisitions were effectively worthless, and not to mention disappointing results. But now, in the company's fiscal fourth quarter, things were looking much better. Not only did Aphria's revenue surge, it was able to report a profit. By comparison, its competitor, Canopy, is dealing with sharply negative cash flow and the ouster of its founder and CEO. Both companies' fortunes are examples of just how rocky the cannabis industry's path to maturity is going to be. The next number up is 27 years. That's the last time the Chinese economy was growing as slowly as it is right now. President Donald Trump said he'll hit Chinese goods with $300 billion in new tariffs next month, and China's options for fighting back are limited. They could target U.S. goods with tariffs or retaliate against specific U.S. companies that do business in China, or deflate its currency so its goods are cheaper. The problem, however, is that those moves could hurt China's own economy even further, and only have a limited effect. In a hint of what may come, Chinese leaders have told their people to prepare for economic hardship. Our last number is 20%. That's how much the price of oil has fallen over the past 12 months. The reason? More and more supply due to continued increases in global production. Natural gas prices have also fallen, and the once booming U.S. shale industry is showing signs of trouble. A number of companies in the U.S. natural gas industry have reported engineering problems with wells that were accidentally drilled too close together. The combined oil and natural gas trouble has sent shares in energy companies falling. The two energy giants Royal Dutch Shell and Exxon both reported falling profits recently. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, August 5th. I'm Ben Walsh, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.